I am honored to invite one of our most vocal critics of unjust policies and also a champion of justice, Brother Ali Mollah.
Brother, I am truly honored to be with you, a young generation coming out to stay with us in a justice and solidarity for Palestine. So the honor is ours with this young people who are growing up on the basis of fairness, freedom, and justice. Brothers and sisters, of course, friends and comrades, as previous speakers, we salute you for being here again, and we will be back. And we will be back. We will continue marching. We'll never get tired. We'll never get up until Palestine, all Palestine, from the river to the sea, will be free. Palestine will be free. Brothers and sisters, some of you might be tired, and rightly so. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you, and especially for the people who are fasting. But just think and reflect of our prisoners, of the people who are under siege. Just today, the illegal state of Israel has imposed a total siege on the town of Hebron. 700,000 people are under siege. Shame. And what the rest of the international community is doing? Nothing. No see, no hear. And what the irony is, be it Mr. Obama or Mr. Selfie, I mean Mr. Trudeau, you know, talk about fairness, talk about democracy, but those words do not include the dictionary for the Palestinian people and against the illegal occupation of Palestine. Yay! Brothers and sisters, don't underestimate your action. Trust me. The state, illegal state of Israel is investing millions and millions of dollars to buy a journalist, politician, writers, to attack you because you support BDS. Just imagine, supporting BDS has cost the Israeli state more than 50 million and they will invest more because they are in a panic mode because you are scaring the hell of them and they should be. Because we will never, never leave Palestine or Palestinian. And also, if you remember about a month ago or two, and I say this with a great salt of sadness and insult, because Mr. Trudeau, who promised us a new era of Canadian politics, has proven he's another milder copy of Stevie when it comes to the international politics and issues. Shame and more than shame. What business does the Parliament of Canada trying to intimidate you and me over boycott, divestment and sanctions? Well, we are in a Canadian society, on a Canadian land by original people to start with, and we value the freedom of expression and the right to dissent, and we have the right to have our public political opinion, and we say to Mr. Trudeau and to the rest of the Canadian parliamentarian who showed no guts, no bravery, no honor, but voted against you because you support BDS, we tell them we are the real Canadian who reflect the Canadian values of equity, equality, diversity, respect, and freedom, and against oppression and aggression. They don't. We do. Brothers and sisters, we will be marching shortly, and I urge all of us to march behind the banner and follow with the brothers and sisters with the martial vest. We want to have an orderly fashion march because this is who we are. And before we leave, we have to make sure that when we talk to others, we to say, criticizing the illegal occupation of Palestine is not an anti-Semitism. It is your right and duty to say that Israel is an illegal state and is an occupational state. As a matter of fact, and I have two rabbis here, I would say, equating Zionism with Judaism is anti-Semitism. Equating Zionism and Judaism is anti-Semitism, not the other way around. Equating Israel as the state for the Jews is anti-Semitism. Because we have so many noble Jews, brothers and sisters, rabbis and seculars, are refusing to accept that Israel as a Zionist state to be their state at the expense of Palestinian, over Palestinian life, Palestinian land. And again, as we said it before, we salute the resistance against occupation by any form and by any manifestation comes across. People who are oppressed, who are occupied, again, have the right to resist their occupation by any means necessarily. Yeah. Who tells you something else, tell them you are a liar. In the United States, if somebody made a mistake and walked into somebody's home, he will be shot. Right? Here in Canada, if somebody attack us, we will attack them and shoot them. Correct? So why is it okay then to occupy Palestinian land and to oppress Palestinian people? Don't be afraid for what you're doing. Be proud and held your high up. And also, inshallah, we start marching. We will be marching now as soon as we get the signal. But remember, brothers and sisters, there is no option but to speak up, no option but to resist. Because if you side with the oppressor, if you side with the aggressor, if you say nothing, we are complacent and we will never be. We will always say justice for Palestinian and freedom for Palestine. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. Yeah, give them the mic. United will never be defeated.